when we walk with the Lord. In the light of His word, what a glory sharing our way while we do His good will. Find the minds with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Oh yeah, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can, oh yeah, not a cloud nor in the sky, but His smile quickly takes away. Not to doubt to appear, not a sign nor a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our tools He God richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown or a cross, but His bliss if we trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey.
Hallelujah!
For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. But we never can
prove the delight of His love
until all on the altar we lay for a favor.
Please, Lord.
And the joy He bestows, our them who will trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. Oh, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. There is no other way to be joyful than to trust and obey the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is our everything, our hope, our life. Oh, praise the Lord. And it is through that obedience we are here tonight. It is because we trust in Him. That's why we are here tonight. Praise the Lord. And God richly bless you for coming tonight. And I want to take this opportunity to thank the church for remembering me in prayer last Wednesday. I knew I wasn't completely healed. But the following day, brethren were calling, Brother Maxwell, how are you? I said, oh, I'm fine. I'm even stronger than before. Oh, praise the Lord. May we be seated first. I was feeling some chest pain again also. My brethren were calling, Brother Maxwell, how are you? So, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm Amen. So fine and better than before.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Just to shake that enemy away. Praise God. And I thank the Lord that tonight, I thank for the church, the prayer they offered for me. And I'm strong. I thank the Lord that he has healed me. And he's going to heal everyone. If there is anyone sick tonight, he's going to heal each and everyone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. So tonight is another Friday, and we've come here as usual to examine ourselves.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And to add more oil to our lamps. And to stir up, yes, to stir up the gift of God. The authority that has been vested in us. Praise the Lord. We've come here to renew our strength and to mount up with wings like unto eagles and fly over every circumstances of this world. Praise God. The prophet said, the word circumstance, we got to be careful the way how we use it. Because he said, we have been born and put here to control every circumstances.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. We've been put here to control every circumstances, and the circumstances are of the world.
Hallelujah.
And so, my sister, don't say, my brother, don't say, but that's because of some circumstances, that's why I couldn't. Hey, don't say that.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, you have control over that circumstance.
Amen.
Don't look at the circumstances. Now, I went to the dictionary to look at the meaning of the circumstance. So listen to the meaning. He said, unforeseen events outside a person's control. You see? Unforeseen what? Events outside a person's control. That means something you can't control. But we can control.
Amen.
Praise God. We have been given that authority.
Hallelujah.
We have been given that power. The power already is in here.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And then we just want that faith to use that power.
Amen.
The prophet said something about it. Let's just see. He said, you were born here to control all circumstances.
Hallelujah.
He said, don't notice circumstances. Don't notice it. Faith knows no circumstance. Faith knows one thing. God said so, and that settles it.
Amen.
Praise God. God said so, and that settles it. Faith doesn't look at circumstances. Amen. And tonight, we are not going to look at circumstances because we have a challenge tonight. We have a challenge tonight. And they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
Hallelujah.
And again, somewhere in the book of Daniel, it said, the people that know their God, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
They will be strong.
Hallelujah.
And they will do exploits.
Amen.
The people that know their God, they will be what? Strong.
Amen.
And they will do exploits. So tonight, oh, the kingdom of the devil is shaken. We are going to release, we are going to claim, we are going to restore tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. We want to prove something to the devil that we are the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we have a challenge. I want to read a challenge to you. Pastor sent me a text that one of our precious brethren, called Brother Andrew Beecham. I don't know if you know him. Who know him? You know him? Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. He said he has been hospitalized after being attacked with stroke. It's not in our dictionary.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, the devil, oh, we are going to prove to him. How many believe it?
Amen.
Oh, I told you the story the other day of Gideon going to war against the Midianites. Got 32,000. God said, no. There are too many.
Amen.
Just ask, how many of them are afraid? He said, how many of you are afraid? 22,000 went home. The 10,000, God said, still, look, there are too many. I don't need too many. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I want that quality.
Amen.
And I believe we have the quality tonight here.
Amen.
To break through every foundation of the enemy. And restore our precious brother. Amen. So, last Friday, we were talking about still on the mystery of the kingdom. Because tonight, if I ask anyone, where is your true destination? Everybody will say the kingdom of God. That's our destination.
Amen.
Amen. Our final destination is the kingdom of God. And the last Friday, we were talking about a word that we have overlooked. That word as repent. Because before you can enter into that kingdom, that's the thing that you need first to observe. To make sure that it has been what? Genuinely done.
Hallelujah.
It has been total.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Repent before you get baptized.
Amen.
I just want to say this. You know, my children, I told them, look, before I baptize any of you, unless I've seen something.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I want to see that you have it. That when you enter, you not go back.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I want that proof before. Because I don't want you to enter and go back. So all my children, the senior one, he about 25 years, I saw that, yeah, you are ready. Go into baptism. They were worrying me. I said, okay, what of if Christ comes? I said, look, when Christ comes, you have not yet baptized. He will look at your heart.
Amen.
He knew that you are what? You are part of him.
Amen.
Praise God. But I want to make sure. Praise God.
Amen.
And they also understand. And they are proving to what? Proving that they have really gotten the Spirit. Because many people got the Holy Spirit before even they were baptized. Oh, praise God. Cornelius got the Holy Spirit before
Amen.
He got baptized.
Amen.
Amen. So, my brethren, we are not supposed, we have to look at the word repent. We talked about it last week. That we shouldn't be like what? I feel sorry to say that word. To be like dog. When I say dogs, you understand?
Amen.
In the scripture, it's there.
Yes.
See?
Amen.
The dog goes back to his own vomit.
Amen.
That shouldn't be. The repentance should be what? Genuine, total, complete.
Hallelujah.
Then God also will have to do.
Yes.
How to play his part.
Amen.
To give you that authority, that power, which we need tonight. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So last week, one of the scriptures was said, and I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven.
Hallelujah.
That was our last Friday, the main we dwelt on, that we have that authority to what? To bind, and it will be bound in heaven. To loosen, and it will be loosened in heaven.
Hallelujah.
That's what we are going to do tonight. Amen. But tonight, let us stand to the reading of the word. We are going to look at it again, the same kingdom. Just a short scripture. It's Matthew 6:33. Let's hear the word of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your word, because your word is always true, O God. Father, we thank you that you have given us this instruction. And Lord, we pray tonight to God that the Holy Spirit will be here, which we know is already here. That, Father, you will give to us how, the way, and Father, what we can do to enter into this kingdom. Because, Lord, you have provided it for us. That through that, oh God, we will be able to control every circumstances of this world. Father, we pray tonight that, Lord, you take me aside and let the Holy Spirit do his work and speak to us all tonight, O God. That, Lord, when we leave here, we know that, O God, of the truth you have spoken to us. Father, no one is going to leave here the same. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Every sickness will be healed tonight. And, Father, we believe it even before asking. And we know that you have already done it for us. So, Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. May we be seated. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Tonight, we will remember one scripture also. That scripture, the devil don't want any son of God to remember. He wants you to forget. Because that scripture alone defeats all his work. That scripture alone, the devil always wants us to forget. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so we are going to hold on to that scripture tonight also. Hallelujah. And it is no other scripture than what? Hebrews 13:8.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hebrews 13:8.
Hallelujah.
Jesus the same.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
That is the scripture. The devil wants the children of God to forget. Because when you hold it, he has no power anymore.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you hold this scripture that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, my brother, you have already won the victory.
Amen.
You are holding authority. Because what he did, you want to tell the devil, look, what he did in the past, he is doing it today. He has not changed. I am the Lord. I changeth not. Hold that word. Hold that scripture, my brother. Wherever you go, let it be ringing in your mind that Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That whatever he did in the past, oh, if he could open Red Sea, he can open Red Sea today. When Jesus went out, he said, preaching the gospel and healing all manner of diseases. Today, he is healing all manner of diseases.
Amen.
Keep that scripture, my brother, my sister.
Hallelujah.
That is your power, that's your authority. Refer him all the time.
Hallelujah.
So look, he did it yesterday. He's doing it today. I believe it. Praise God. So the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God. And so we could see that John the Baptist came. Okay, now the question is, what is this kingdom? What is this kingdom that we need to seek so that all other things will be added unto us? What is this kingdom?
Amen.
And when we look, we see that it said in those days, Matthew 3:1-3, he said, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
John the Baptist came and preaching, repent. Because what? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. When we say something is at hand, it means what? It's very close. It's very close. It's at hand. That means you can receive it.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's at hand, and so you can receive it. Then Jesus himself also came. And he also, Matthew 4:17, he said, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh,
Amen.
My. John the Baptist said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus himself came, repent, for the kingdom of what? Heaven is at hand. And then even Mark also wrote in Mark 1:15, he said, Jesus preaching, saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. And then even Jesus, as the disciples, he sent them. He said, go ye preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's Matthew 10:70. He sent the disciples, go preach that the kingdom of God is what? Is at hand. And then he sent the 70. Luke 10:9. He said, he sent the 70, he said, and heal the sick and daring, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And John the Baptist started preaching that the kingdom of God is at hand. Then when Jesus also started, said the kingdom of God is at hand. He sent the disciples to go and preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's nigh unto you. At hand. That means something that is ready to be received. Oh, praise God. He said, he sent the 12 again. And he said he gave them power and authority. That's Luke 9:1-2. He gave them what? Power and authority. Then he said, then he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
And so we also can do what? We can cure all diseases. Oh, praise the Lord. He changes not. He said, authority over all the devils. He sent them, and then he said, and preach, the kingdom of God is at hand.
Hallelujah.
Oh, amen. The kingdom of God is at hand. Then, you know, we remember when Jesus, the disciples came to him and ask, Lord, teach us how to pray. You know the Lord's Prayer. And then somewhere in the Lord's Prayer, he said, pray also that what? Thy kingdom come.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come. So the kingdom has not yet come. Where is the kingdom? Now that's what we are going to find tonight. Because we got to in the kingdom, from there we have our authority and power. And let's see whether we are in the kingdom, because there must be something about this kingdom. One time, it happened that Jesus was preaching to the people, and he was preaching in parables, as the parable of the sower. Then after, the disciples came and asked Jesus, "But why speakest thou to them in parables?" Let's hear what Jesus said. And the disciples came, as Matthew 13, reading from 1. And the disciples came and said unto him, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" And he answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
But to them it is not given."
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, brother, what a privilege that we have.
Amen.
That we it is to us to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. But to some people it is not given.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
We have been what? Chosen to know this mystery. But others is not given. That's why he said, "You, blessed are your eyes."
Hallelujah.
"And blessed are your ears." See, blessed are your eyes. When you see, you can perceive. And when you hear, you can understand.
Amen.
But this same gospel, this same message, this same Bible, people look unto it. They are blind. They are blinded to it.
Amen.
But praise be to God. My brother, my sister, it is given for you to know the mysteries.
Amen.
Of what? Of the kingdom. Amen. So as Jesus went along with the disciples, he mentioned things. He always tell the disciples something. One of them, he said, "I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me." You see, the disciples who hear this from Jesus, that Jesus said he has appointed what? A kingdom unto us. That's great. And then sometimes he said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." They were rejoicing.
Amen.
But the problem was that they were looking for a what? A physical kingdom.
Amen.
They were looking for a physical kingdom. The same thing when he asked this question, that whom do the people say I, the Son of Man, am?
Amen.
And you know the answer. When Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus said, "Simon Bar-Jonah, this has not been revealed to you by what? Blood and flesh. But my Father which is in heaven has revealed it to you. And so I will give you what? The keys of the kingdom of heaven." Oh, from that day going.
Amen.
You know what happened? The disciples, they were striving among themselves. "Hey, look, I will be this in that kingdom, huh?" I said, no, you see, "I will be the boss." They were serving among themselves. See, they were looking for what? A physical kingdom.
Amen.
Serving among themselves. "I will be the greatest in there." Why? Because they have not yet received the revelation of the kingdom. My brother, if you don't have that revelation of that mystery of the kingdom, you see, you look at the word and you don't see anything. You don't see that there is life in here.
Amen.
You don't see that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah.
And so you look at Mark 9:31-34. He said, "For he taught his disciples and said unto him, The Son of Man is delivered unto the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." 32. "But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, What was it that ye disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace. For by the way, they were disputing among themselves who should be the greatest."
Amen.
See?
Yes.
Who will be the greatest in that kingdom? But they held their peace. They didn't want to say, "Amen." So when Jesus died, and they couldn't see any kingdom, they were highly shattered. They were disappointed because they were looking at the wrong thing. Amen. And so we could see that they went back to do their trade. The fishermen went back fishing. And we know Cleopas and his friend, they were going back to Emmaus to go and do their carpentry work. The kingdom was not given to them. They couldn't see it. They were disappointed. Amen. But later when they heard of the resurrection and they came back, their hopes rekindled. Amen. So they were waiting. They were still waiting for the physical kingdom. So when, on the getting to the 40th, they knew that Jesus said he would go by the 40th day. So time was passing. Where is the kingdom? They mounted up what? Courage. They said, "No, we have to ask him tonight." Praise the Lord. We need to ask him. And Acts 1:6-8. He said, they asked, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, would thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" You see? They were still looking for a physical kingdom. But Jesus gave them an answer. He said, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." You see? "But receive this first." You see? "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." See? Now they are beginning to know what the kingdom actually means. It is not physical, but it's what? Spiritual. Amen. And even if these disciples had been very, very attentive, one time the Pharisees asked also the same question. "When will the kingdom of God come?" He said, "The kingdom of God, it doesn't come with what? With observation."
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't come with what? Observation. Amen. Seeing the kingdom come. But he said what? "The kingdom of God is in."
Amen.
"You." It's in you. It's within you. Praise God. So, where is the kingdom of God that John the Baptist was preaching that it was at hand? Jesus himself was preaching that it was at hand. He sent the disciples that it was at hand. The day of Pentecost.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
The
day of Pentecost, they received that kingdom, that spiritual kingdom. And from there, you have that authority. You have that power.
Hallelujah.
Over every circumstances. And so that is what we are holding tonight.
Amen.
As we get into prayer, we have a challenge. Our precious brother has been touched. But we are going to take that dirty hands out from our precious brother. And at the same time also, you see, if you have any request, you bring it here, we pray over them, but yet God knows all your requests tonight. Amen. He knows individually as you are seated here, he knows your request, why you've come here. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because we have already entered into that kingdom where we have that authority and power over Satan. And that is what we are going to use tonight to bring down every works, every powers and principalities, sickness and diseases that has been going around amongst us, the children. We pray for the children tonight. Amen. We pray for the children tonight. How many believe that the Lord tonight is going to prove himself that he changeth not?
Hallelujah.
We have received the mystery of the kingdom.
Yes.
And this is nothing that what? Than the Holy Spirit. We have it. We are going to exercise it. See, we got, that's why I said, we need to stir up the gift of God.
Hallelujah.
That is in you. Stir it up. The authority is there. Stir it up. And now then we will see the manifestation. Proving itself, God proving his word. Amen. Then coming back to the prophet talking about the circumstances. He said, die out to symptoms.
Yes.
See, when you see any symptom, he said, die out to it.
Hallelujah.
Don't say, this is a sign of, what? A sign of, and I forgot even the names of sicknesses. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I want to name one sickness, but even I can't remember anything. Praise God.
Amen.
You see, when you see something, don't say that this is the symptom of this particular disease. Praise God. He said, when you see a symptom, he said, die out to it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, your nose is running. This is a symptom of a cold. No, sir. No, sir, my sister. Don't look at the circumstances.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When the symptoms come, just you don't know. You don't know what is it. Lord. My nose, something is just coming out. Lord, stop it for me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, die out to circumstances. Die out to everything else that become, die out to everything else and become alive in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Die to everything. And be alive in Christ. Any other thing is what? A sinking sand. He said, Abraham did not look at anything as the circumstance. You see? Abraham didn't look at the circumstances of the wife being dead in the womb. Praise the Lord. Same God of Abraham, is here tonight.
Yes.
That even if there is any dead womb in the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Is that same God. How many believe it?
Hallelujah.
The God of Abraham. Mary's womb was dead. According to what? Science. What science says is dead, faith says is alive. Is that same God tonight? The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of Jacob. We won't sit down. Amen. He didn't think that. He never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so.
Hallelujah.
And that same spirit is upon we. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, that same spirit is upon we.
Amen.
Not to look at the circumstances. Every circumstance is what? Is dead. My brother, watch that word. Use it always in a positive way, not in a negative way. As the other day, I was telling you that never use that word, I was lucky. Oh, no, 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 no. Christians, we don't have that word lucky. It's the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
And never say, oh, brother, you know, the circumstances I went through, you see, so because of that. Hey, no, sir. Amen. You have been put here to control circumstances. Praise God. He said, what if that man sitting there look at the opposition? You are looking at the opposition? He said, if you look at that, then you are going to be a failure to begin with. Don't look at the opposition. The oppositions are there, but don't look at them. But you see, the Christian doesn't look at circumstances.
Hallelujah.
He looks at the word and stands still. God said so. That settles it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He said, if Abraham had looked at the circumstances, the promise could never have come. Amen. The God of Abraham is here tonight. And he said, the prophet said, that same spirit is upon us also, because we are the seeds of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
We are the seeds of Abraham.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He came, he said, God came to Abraham and said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Amen. That word applies to us tonight. Amen. It applies to us tonight. That same God will visit anyone that is looking for the word. The fruit of the womb. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He has promised. And he will never fail. His word is alive. I believe it. Do you believe it?
Hallelujah.
Because he said, if two shall agree.
Amen.
If two shall agree. So if I believe and you believe, we agree.
Amen.
And we are more than what? Two here tonight. Anything that we shall bind will be bound in heaven. And anything that we shall loosen will be loosened in heaven.
Amen.
That is his promise, and it will never fail. He said, it is impossible for God. Is it impossible for God? It's not possible. It's not impossible for God.
Amen.
Is it seeking for job? Is it seeking to regularize your documents?
Amen.
Tonight, the power and the Holy Ghost
Amen.
Is here, and we are going to seek, we are going to claim, we are going to restore.
Amen.
And then rejoice in the Holy Spirit. Because we will believe within us that we have won the victory. Oh, praise the Lord. And so, where are my singers, this, give me this song first. We have the power. And let us all stand and sing that song before we get into prayer. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. We have the power. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hit me.
Amen. Give me your hand. Let's agree together, little our enemy. Rumble it up. Whatever we bind shall be bound in heaven.
That the name of Jesus,
Satanist
to flee.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we got the power.
We got the power.
In the name of Jesus.
We got the Holy Ghost power.
Of the Lord. Oh yeah, those Satan
rages,
we cannot be defeated.
We can never
beat them. We got the power. Oh, in the name of the Lord.
For many years now, Satan tried to stop us. But the church of Jesus is still alive.
Like a mighty army,
we'll keep marching,
winning every battle. Oh, praise God! Yes, sir!
With the love,
we are winning every battle!
We got the power.
We got the power. Hey, in the name of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Though he rages,
we cannot be defeated.
We can never.
We got the power. Oh, in the name of the Lord.
We got the power.
Power. Yes, sir. We have it. Authority tonight.
The
very foundation of Satan is shaking.
Oh, in the name of the Lord of Satan.
Oh, yes, sir.
We cannot be defeated.
Never, never. We can never be defeated. Because we have the power. In the name of the Lord.
We got the power.
Oh, glory be to God.
In the name
of. Oh, we got the power.
We got the power.
Name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord. The
God the power in the name of the Lord. We are going to exercise that power tonight. We are going to exercise that authority tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we are picking our precious brother Andrew Beecham tonight.
Amen.
We are raising him up tonight.
Amen.
To the throne of God tonight. That in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We can never be defeated.
Amen.
As the centurion said, I have men under me.
Amen.
I know you.
Hallelujah.
When you say go, they can go. So we are sending forth that healing, deliverance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever, he said he's in a hospital somewhere in England, we don't care where he is. But we know one thing, that our brother will be healed tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We can never be defeated because we have Jesus Christ, the five-star general, who is leading in the battle. And he has never lost any battle. How many believe that? Amen. Now we are not going to look at the circumstances. Which they call stroke. Oh, even I don't know how to. See, it doesn't sound even well. Amen. See, it doesn't sound even well. Stroke. No. We are not going to look at the circumstances. But we are going to look at the victory. We are going to look at the healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brethren, one thing is that it is very true. The wind will blow against us. Because we are standing on the rock, the wind will blow against us. The enemy is annoyed. See? The wind will blow against us. The storms will come. The rains will beat upon us. But the Bible says we will never fall.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because as we get to the prayer now, because I know the master of the wind.
Amen.
I know the master of the wind.
Amen.
My boat of life.
As you prepare yourself to exercise your authority tonight. Whatever position you want to be,
and I
you can go to that position whilst you sing that song. If you want to go down your knees, you can go down your knees and remain there. Whatever position you choose, remain there.
I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm.
Tonight, whatever storm that has risen against our precious brother, he's going to calm that storm. Whatever wind be it, he will say, peace be still.
To the heights above the peaks, my soul can be found. Can be found.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights.
Lord, once more, prove your word of God.
But never bring me down.
Let's carry the testimony to the glory of your name. Bring down the wind down.
I know
the rain can never soak us. Oh, and every storm in our brother system will be calm tonight.
I know the master of the wind. I know the
oh yes, Lord, we know you. You are the one who said, peace be still. And every wind, every storm, every billow, God to obey you. Tonight, Lord, we know you changed, Lord. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You healed all manner of diseases. You are the one who healed all manner of diseases.
I know, I
tonight,
know,
Lord, we lift our precious brother Andrew Beacham in the name of Jesus Christ. Claiming healing, claiming deliverance in Jesus' name.
Jesus, yes. Come and storm the
calm the storms, Lord. Calm the storms, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
I know.
My brother, pray. My sister, pray.
I know.
Use the authority. Use the authority. Use the power. Bless it before him. He's
Jesus
here.
Comes,
he's here. The God of Abraham is here.
I know the master of
the world. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. Only believe. Only believe. That all things are possible. Only believe that all things are possible.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Oh Lord, we ask it to God. Yes, Lord Jesus. We are going to pray another prayer. Just remain where you are. I will only ask the musicians to play this tune. Remain where you are and sing and just remain in that spirit of prayer. What is your individual request tonight? What is in your heart you want the Lord to do for you? What do you want the Lord to do for you? My brother, my sister, tonight, he's here. He's here to answer. He's a God that answers prayer. As the prophet said, he's not just a God that we pray to, but he's a God that answers back. What is your request tonight? As we sing this song, reach out and touch the Lord. Just remain where you are. On your knees, whatever position you are, just remain there. And sing this song prayerfully. That he is very close to you. The song is telling you that reach out and touch him. Yes, my brother, my sister, let your prayer reach out to him tonight. Whatever is upon your heart, your desires, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you.
Touch the Lord. Yes, he goes by, you will find. He's not too busy.
He's not busy. It's because of you. He's here. He's never tired. It's because of you, my sister. Because of you, my brother. He's here tonight. Reach out and touch him. Touch him with your prayer. Touch him with your request. Touch him with your faith. Touch him with your trust.
Yes, he goes by, you will find. He's not too busy.
Oh, yes. He's a faithful God. He's a truthful God. He's a merciful God. He's full of grace. Your request will never return to you, boy.
Ezekiel.
Don't look at the circumstances. Just present to him. He's just so close to you. He's standing just by you. He's listening to you. And he knows all that is in your heart already. He just wants you to speak it out. Reach out, my sister. Reach out, my brother.
Yes, he goes by. You will find he's not too busy.
He's not busy. It is because of you. He said, when two or three are gathered together in his name, yay, he is there in their midst. He's fulfilling his promise tonight. If you believe that he is God, then his word is being fulfilled right now. He is here in our midst. And he said, all the people, if you know your God, then you do exploits. You know him? Yes. That he changeth not. Oh, that rock that followed the children of Israel, even in the wilderness. That God that can make a way where there is no way. That God that can make dry even to be fertile. He has not changed. He has not changed. He has not changed. Are you looking? Are you looking for more grace from him? He will supply all your needs. He has promised it abundantly and exceedingly than even you expect. My sister, it is true. She will answer your prayer tonight. If you approach him tonight with faith. My brother, it is true. If you reach out tonight and touch him. The woman with the blood issue, he had no promise. She had no promise. But she believed that even if I touch the hem of his dress, I know I will be healed. And she was healed. My brother, my sister, for you, you have a promise. You have a promise tonight. Reach out. Reach out. Reach out. Believe it. Believe it. Only believe. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonderful God. Oh, how great you are. Lord, tonight, God, we believe it, oh Lord. We believe, oh God. We believe, oh Lord, that our prayers, Lord, is right now before your throne of mercy. Is standing there as a memorial before you. We believe it, Lord. And it will never return to us void. Lord, we are coming to return with our testimonies to glorify your name.
Hallelujah.
Because you said you glorify it again. And we know it is we through whom your name will be glorified. Amen. And you have said, by our fruits, then is your name glorified. We want to bear more fruits, Lord. We want to prove to the world that we have a living God. No matter the circumstances, no matter the recession, no matter joblessness, we thank you for the faith, the Lord, that will take us through all that the enemy will set. We believe, oh God,
hallelujah,
that we are more than overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Because you have already won the battle. You have already won the battle, Lord. And we claim them tonight. As we have claimed even healing. Total deliverance.
Hallelujah.
For our precious brother Andrew.
Hallelujah.
And even using him as a point of contact to every other sickness and diseases that's upon this house. Lord, we have claimed our healing tonight. We thank you that, Lord, you have restored tonight. We thank you that, Lord, you have made it alive unto us. It has been your will tonight. We say it to God. It has been your will tonight. And you have proven to us, Lord. And Father, by faith, we believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. How great is our God! How great is our God! How great is our God. How great is our God. He rolled back the waters. Let's sing that song as after we ask our precious brother Wilmore to close us. He rolls back the waters. He has rolled back all the waters tonight. Amen. The one that opened the Red Sea. Amen. Amen. He rolls back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I will leave. Put your trust in me. Put your trust in me. Okay, give us one song. Give us a song. Give us any song at all.
And save my soul. My Savior God today. How great thou art, oh, how great thou art.
Do you believe it?
Soul,
that he has shown his greatness tonight.
My Savior,
God today. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Let's sing my soul.
Oh, then. My soul,
my soul,
my Savior God today.
How great,
oh, how great thou art. Yes, Lord, tonight we have seen your greatness. We have seen your greatness.
Sing my soul.
Sing My soul, my soul is singing because we believe it, oh God. How great are, how great are, dancing my soul. How great thou art,
oh,
how great thou art,
then sing my soul,
then sing my soul,
my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art,
the great
thou art.
Hey, let us pray once. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you are Lord, that you loved us, Lord, when we were unlovable.
Amen.
Father, you took us from the very depths of sin, where we had no hope, Lord. And Father, you changed us. The people who would look at us, they would see the same body, Lord, that we were in when we were in sin. But indeed,
hallelujah,
they can see that there's a different person living in each body, Lord, and that you did this miracle. Father, it is such a simple thing, but Lord, no science can even touch it, Lord. It shows that you are God, and that's why we sing, Lord, and rejoice in our soul.
Hallelujah.
That you are God, and Father, that you are great, and there's none like you, Lord. So we want to praise you tonight, Lord, and to thank you for the things that you have done for us. For Lord, many people are mocking today, asking where is the promise of his coming. But we believe, Lord God, that this kingdom that is being preached is right in us, Lord. And it is passing over their heads. And we are glad that you have revealed it to us, Lord. Not that we are better than the people in the world, but that you've been merciful to us, Lord, and reveal thy kingdom unto us, Father. Lord, and we know that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And that makes us to rejoice, Lord. It just gives joy and comfort unto our hearts, knowing that you change not. It is you, Lord, that walked upon waters one day, and you are still God today, Father. It is you that say to the storms, Lord, and the waves of the sea, be still, and they were still, Lord. And today you are still able to say to the storms, be still, and they will obey, Father. It was you, Father, that spoke unto Moses to speak and go forth, Lord, and the Red
Hallelujah.
Sea opened. And Father, tonight we are standing before a Red Sea of sickness, and we have comfort in knowing, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we are standing before the Red Sea of dead barrenness in a womb, Lord, and we believe, Lord, that you are the same God that opened the womb of Sarah one day and she brought forth a child. We have comfort in these things, Lord. And one day, Lord, I remember the saints were praying, Lord, for our brother who was in prison, facing a death sentence, Lord, and today he's free with his family, serving you, Lord. You are the same God, Lord. So we are asking, Lord, even for our brother that is in hospital now, that, Lord, oh God, you would touch him tonight, Lord. And we are rejoicing, Father, knowing, Lord, that this is a situation that will cause us to give you more glory, Lord. So we will start now even to glorify your name and to thank you, Lord, for his healing.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, Father, for opening wombs that are dead, Lord. Thank you, Father, for defying science tonight, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for healing even Brother Robert's father, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing every child, Lord, that is sick, Lord. Every
Amen.
Brother, every sister that is seeking for anything, be it papers, Lord, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is you, God, who provides for all our needs. For your word tells us, Lord, to seek the kingdom first And all these things will be added unto us, Lord.
Amen.
So indeed, with our hearts, Lord, will we seek after you, Lord. And we know that it is finished. We wake up tomorrow knowing that we are winners, Lord. Amen. We are more than conquerors, Father. Amen. For you have done it for us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank you, Father, for such a privilege that we could praise you again tonight. That, Father, we could hear your word confirming, Lord, the things that you are doing for us,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Lord, we will forever praise you, Lord.
Amen.
And we will, Lord, never look at circumstances, Lord, but only look up to your word, Father. For you are the word, Lord, and it will never pass away, and it will stay strong forever and ever, Lord. We give you glory and honor. We thank you. May you, Father, be merciful to us again, Lord, on Sunday, and speak mightily to your people. Open our hearts, Lord, that we might see and perceive this word, Lord, for it is more than life unto us, Lord. We pray for our pastor. Use him, Lord. Continue to reveal thy word unto him, and, Lord, to speak unto your people. And we want to commit, Lord, our brother Maxwell, thanking you, Lord, for sending him all the way from Ghana through Italy to this
Amen.
Place, Lord. Father, and we just want to thank you, Lord, that you have used him, Lord, tonight to speak to your people. Restore strength and virtue to him. Continue to use him mightily.
Amen.
We would remember his son, Lord Maxwell, that you would bless him, Lord. Father, with a job, Lord God, for that is his desire. And
Hallelujah.
We just want to ask, Lord, for we know that you can change any situation. You can
Amen.
Provide, Lord. It's all
Hallelujah.
In your hands. So we are asking this, Lord, on his behalf. Not only him, Lord, but every brother, Lord, that could be looking for a job at this
Amen.
Time. Remembering even brother Francois, for a long time he's been looking for a job. Father
Amen.
God, we want to refuse this situation. We know he desires for a job, Lord.
Amen.
And we want to refuse this situation. It is you,
Hallelujah.
God, who can provide for jobs.
Hallelujah.
It is you, Father. So we are asking, Lord, every brother, every sister, Lord, that could be desiring, Lord, for anything, that you would provide for them.
Amen.
Make a way, Lord, where there seems to be no way.
Hallelujah.
We want to thank you, Father, for this opportunity, Lord, to come to you, Lord. And we thank you for the word tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for giving me one more day. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you. For my brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you.